Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
The BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. You are listening to episode 524 of the show. Thank you very much for joining us. If you would like to send an email, please do. Mailbag at theBallerLifestyle.com is the email address. You can also call us 949-464-TBLS 8257. And if you can find it in your heart, please consider becoming a supporter. Subscribe via the link in the show notes for $5 a month. You can help us out in that way. And you can also get all the bonus content that we do here each and every week that goes out to our supporters. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. I just read this on the Washington Post. There was it's graduation season, and there was a ceremony at Thomas Jefferson University. And I think that's in Philadelphia.
Wait, how's there a Thomas Jefferson University? Didn't he start the University of Virginia? Wouldn't that be Thomas Jefferson University?
Yeah, but I think everybody gloms on to the same five people. Right, boom. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so lame. UVA puts Thomas Jefferson's signature on the court.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's really lame. Yeah. It's just Thomas Jefferson. There's a good chance he was the, ancestor to half your players. Yeah. Fucking, he did some good things for America, but he was a terrible dude.
Yeah, they were complicated back then. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So what happened to Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia?
So, from what I mean, I watched the video, I skimmed through the article. They wrote everyone's name phonetically, so the person reading the names of the graduates wouldn't fuck up.
That's like radio copy. That's what they teach you to do, is like spell it out phonetically so people don't mispronounce names.
So the person reading the phonetic names probably should have just been given the names as they were rather than phonetically, because they clearly didn't know how to read it. And so they fucked up. Like, this is like the Key and Peele sketch where it's like Balake,
Aaron,
like Blake and Aaron. Okay. So I'm going to try it on my phone. Hopefully it's not too janky.
Okay.
And you tell me, they're going to pronounce the name and I'll tell you what the real name is.
Okay.
Okay.
Sire Uvun Jinju Brinun.
What? Sire Uvun Jinju Brinun.
Sarah. Wait, what? Sarah Yvonne. Yeah. Okay. So here's the next one.
Okay.
Sarah Virginia Brennan. That's what that was.
Obviously.
Lee Zubacross.
Victoria Elizabeth Bruce.
Marlena Zobeth Cock.
Cock. Zobeth Cock.
Molly Elizabeth Camp.
These people knew what they were doing. Nobody's this dumb.
Thomas Michael Canavari. Is it? She said like Tamu May. She just didn't know how to read phonetic pronunciation.
Clearly, yeah. That's, you're supposed to put the regular name next to the phonetic pronunciation, by the way.
Yeah, just amazing.
On Saturday night, an old friend of mine invited me to Tim Robinson. I think, what's it called? I Think You Should Leave Live.
Oh, I am the biggest fan of that show.
No, you're not. You think you are. No, you're not.
No. Ed,
it was fucking white nerd heaven at this place. There were people were in costumes. People were wearing Dan
Flash.
Oh,
no, I'm not that. I'm just saying, I've watched every episode like 2-3 times.
Yes, it's such a funny show.
When I say the biggest fan, that's as far as I go.
People were wearing the hat. People were wearing the hot dog costumes. It was like, whoa, people were so into it. And they did, it was kind of like a Smartless thing where it was like a, you know, they're all like seated on a couch and then they played sketches that didn't make the show and then talked about the sketches and they were fucking hilarious. Santa was there. He came out. It was awesome. It was pretty funny. But the nerdiness was at a level that I had not been involved with before.
Yeah. It's super uncomfortable when people are like doing the whole cosplay stuff.
I mean, being into stuff it's a lot, you know, you could be into something to a level,
I'm into lots of stuff.
Sure.
But I'm not into it to like that degree.
It was so many standing ovations. Like they were into it. There people were like doing hand signals and like playing along. It was a lot, but it was a cool show.
My favorite sketch from the past season where it was like a bachelor type situation and the guy just kept using the zip line.
I just wanted to do the zip line. Yeah.
I feel like you were just in it for the zip line. He's like, nah.
Yeah, that's a good one. And Sam Richardson was there. He appears.
Oh, he's great.
He appears to have gotten on the Ozempic.
Oh, yeah. He's
svelte Sam Richardson. Or maybe just.
Because as Richard splat on Veep, he was not.
Right, exactly.
Trim.
But it was pretty fun. Okay, let's talk about who died. Just tell us who is dead now. Time. Breaking. Just tell us who is dead now. Who died? It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died?
Tell me who died. Ed, who died?
So I have a question before we get to who died. So remember last week's show?
Yes.
I don't remember any week show, yeah. But last week's show, I had a late afternoon, early evening dentist appointment and double crown and my tongue and like half my face was like still numb.
Yeah. You're still numbed.
So obviously like a couple hours later, I was fine, but I am still crazy sensitive to cold water. Like when I brush my teeth and gargle and stuff, and I'm like, how long? This is longer than any other time. Have you ever been like sensitive for over a week?
Yes, recently. I got a crown in July, and it was still sensitive in like January. Only recently not been sensitive. I'm like, oh, he must have fucked up. I'm going to go back in. And then
that was my thought. Like, yeah. It's never happened to me. And I'm either. Like, it's been a week. What's going on?
It lasted 6 months for me. So buckle up. It's okay. Could be a while, but nothing. Now it's fine. It was weird.
Okay. So let's go to happier or sadder things. Who died? AJ Smith, the winningest GM in Chargers history, 75, the old prostate cancer.
I think he might have drafted Ryan Leaf.
I think he also did the who's the guy with the like 13 kids?
Oh, Cromartie.
Antonio
Cromartie.
No. Oh. The guy who's oh my God, people are Phil Rivers.
Yeah.
Phil Rivers.
Yeah.
I think he might have done the drafting Eli and like Eli. I wonder if I people can do that anymore where they're just like, yeah, I'm not going. And then they traded and they got Phil Rivers. And I think they also, was that Tomlinson too? No, Tomlinson was a different draft. But yeah, he's the guy who drafted all those, but
yes,
he died.
Yep. R.I.P.
We lost Roger Corman, the giant of independent filmmaking, 98 years old, like schlock, yep. You know, B movies.
50-foot woman, stuff like that.
And I believe he gave Ron Howard his start. Like, Ron Howard's the child actor, and he's like, I want to be a director. And he was like, all right, I'll hook you up. And like, helped him out.
He was like, looked up to, or cultish, I guess. Because he did, you know, lots of crazy movies.
Yeah, like, yeah. I think he gave more than Ron Howard, but he gave a lot of guys their start. So, like, awesome. And then very awful. Sean Burroughs, major league first baseman, son of Jeff Burroughs, former MVP. God. He was the 1998 first round pick, so around our age or a little younger than us. He was Little League World Series, Long Beach Little League legend.
Little pitcher, yeah.
43 years old, heart attack while coaching his son in Little League.
That's just such
just as heartbreaking.
So sad. R.I.P. Way R.I.P. too young. Okay.
Way too young.
Let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
Ed, this is a sports talk show. Everybody comes here to get their sports information. What happened in the world of sports this week?
Well, when you think of all the all-time nation rivalries in hockey, like Olympic hockey kind of rivalries. Yeah,
Canada and Sweden, Russia, then the United States.
Sure.
It's all of those.
Think bigger, like bigger.
Finland and Norway? Norway, Finland?
Close. That's I'm going to stop you there.
Right.
We had a heavyweight matchup on the youth hockey level between Thailand and Kuwait.
Two heavyweights going toe-to-toe in the center of the ring. It was probably one of
traditional ice.
One
ice
overtime.
Yeah. Like ice everywhere. The kids just, you know, you grow up playing hockey.
They could skate before they could walk like Gretzky.
Right. Kids. Yeah, yeah. The Thai and Kuwaiti kids. Well, Thailand tuned up Kuwait 57-0 in one of the biggest hockey beatdowns in history past week.
I'm sure Kuwait has a storied history of...
How many kids in Kuwait, they might... Like, every kid who knows how to ice skate might be on that team.
Right. But Thailand, Thai. You could expect, like, Germany or, like, country that plays hockey to get 57 on Kuwait. But Thailand? Figure they'd be pretty evenly matched.
Because what are the Russians going to do to them?
Right, exactly.
What are the Canadians going to do to them?
That's going to be hundreds. And also, what's the mercy in this junior hockey?
Yeah, you'd think you'd play keep away after a while.
Exactly.
They outshot them 122-1 in the win.
Yeah, just
17 in the first, 28 goals in the second, and then just chipped in another 12 in the third.
It's quite a few. And also, remember how we had never heard of Kuwait, and then our former good friends
HW,
Iraq, invaded our new good friends Kuwait. We're like, we gotta go take care of our buddies. Kuwait needs our help. That's our longtime ally. And all of us were like, who the fuck is Kuwait?
Yeah. When I remember, like, 2-3 years before the Desert Storm, we learned all about Iran, Iraq, and it was like, well, the Iraqis are the good guys.
Good guys.
We're giving them the weapons.
Yeah, against our enemy, Iran. Ran off just our like, buddy, the Shah.
just like, you know, the we gave the with the Janjaweed, we gave them all the weapons to fight off the Soviets in Afghanistan.
We gave them the Stinger missile.
Wasn't there an offshoot called like Janjaweed or something? There was some weird thing, and we gave them that, and we're like, yeah, you fight those Soviets for us. And it's like, oh yeah, one of those leaders is good at OBL.
Right. Yeah. It's almost like we just want to do war all the time. It doesn't really matter who the bad guy is, because we'll make up a new bad guy next week.
Keep on warring.
Plenty of bad guys.
But shout out to Natapat Patang. He had 7 goals, 6 assists in the game.
Pretty nice game. He probably took it easy after a while and let the other kids get a few, right? I mean, 7 of 57. That's, you know.
Well, Nacho Yatorn, yeah. Yanah Korn Thanapunt, he was a defender. He finished with 7 goals, 4 assists.
I bet he's got a wicked slapper.
But, oh yeah. You don't roll with a name like Yanah Korn Thanapunt without having a wicked slap shot. I will say, Kuwait's poor goalie, Faisal Al-Ankawi, sure, he got tuned up for 57 goals. He did make 65 saves.
Whoa. Wow. It's interesting. Yeah.
He's like an Igor Shesterkin like performance.
He was on his head.
Yeah. But yeah. Sorry, Kuwait. Next time. Next time you'll get better.
It's a learning experience, you know?
My team. The Knicks. Knicks owner. So I go to half these games and the playoff games. Yeah. And like the playoffs, it's like there's Sprewell, there's Ewing, you know, they get all the Starks, all of Larry Johnson. They get all these guys, Bernard King. And there's one guy missing from the 90s Knicks, and it's Oakley, Charles Oakley. Criticized Jim Dolan, and people are like, hey, why don't you have Oakley back? And Dolan made it clear that Oakley is not invited back to Madison Square Garden to cheer on the Knicks alongside his former teammates.
That's his only transgression, is that he said James Dolan was doing a bad job. That's it.
He criticized him, and then they kicked him out of the stadium.
I remember
that. Like 3 years ago, and he refused to go
during the game, though, right?
Yeah, and he refused to go, and then security guards had to drag him out. And this is like during a Knicks 25 win season or whatever. And Oakley said, some like MSG people reached out to him, and he said, I'm not doing it until Dolan apologizes, and then I'll come back. And then Dolan made it clear, no, we will not let him back.
You shouldn't know the owner's name.
Never.
Like, that's the best owner. The guy you don't know the name of. You can't recognize him. You don't see him. You just don't know who he is.
And Jim Dolan is a truly born on third base guy. His dad essentially invented cable television and HBO for America. Like, Charles Dolan, that's what he created, and then he like, yeah. But like, cable is pretty much the creation of his dad, and then his son got all this money and bought MSG, which is the Knicks and Rangers.
Doesn't he own
JD in the Straight Shot?
Right, great band. We've played them before. Doesn't he own the Sphere? Doesn't MSG own the Sphere?
Yes. Wait. Yes. Yeah, that's like that's a little sponsor on the Knicks jersey, the Sphere.
Oh,
which,
really?
Yeah, which has like gotten good press, but yeah, he's still a terrible owner.
Yeah, Oak is he's a legend. He's an icon. Like, you got to make good on this because you're embarrassing yourself to the fans. And what you think you're doing the opposite of what you think you're doing. So just suck it up and do the right thing. But that's the problem with these big money guys, is they just don't have that in them to do.
And you're right. It's always these, but nothing is worse than the son of successful, like the son of the billionaire. Billionaires are bad enough. The son of a billionaire
worst.
Is like 10 times worse.
Jared Kushner.
Jay Kush.
Yeah.
He inherited the slumlord empire.
Exactly. Fuck James Dolan.
Fuck James Dolan. Royals broadcast went into silence after analyst Rex Hudler said of pitcher Seth Lugo, and then you drop the deuce on the outside part of the plate.
I mean, if it's Rex Hudler, he doesn't know. He doesn't.
He's got to be 60, right? Yeah, he was like a utility infielder when we were in middle school, maybe?
He was one of these guys that would never crack the lineup today because his whole deal was that he hustled a lot. Didn't have much skill, but he hustled. Look how hard
he worked. He was an angel.
Yeah, he was an angel. He's hustling. He's out there hustling.
Yeah. You know who wouldn't crack a lineup today? Charlie Hustle.
Oh, no.
No.
4,256 hits, all singles.
Yeah.
Remember Hudler got fired, though, because he had a weed pipe on in the airport or something. Remember that? That wasn't that long ago.
Oh, well, that makes me think he's a little bit cool.
Remember it was like a...
He got grinered?
Yeah, well, it wasn't that long ago when it was like really frowned upon that somebody does weed. And now people like have weed with their parents. It's like Thanksgiving. Hey, get out the weed. Who's got the edibles? You know, it's crazy how things have changed. Here, we got the clip. Let's play it.
And then you drop the deuce on the outside part of the plate. That big curveball.
That's
nice.
Not even bad. He's no Dwayne Kuiper or Glenn Kuiper. One of the Kuipers.
Oh, yeah. Remember, they were in KC. They're in KC, and they're like, don't say it. Don't say the N-word.
Said it.
No. We went to that museum.
Yeah.
Oof.
What's that one?
Not good.
KC, all this stuff goes down in KC. What else is going on there?
Thom Brenneman still has issues with that
one. Who knew that it was such a diverse landscape, KC?
Glenn Big Baby Davis was just sentenced to 40 months in prison over the NBA health care plan fraud scheme. And I believe the whole scheme made him like 120 grand. I got to look up the career earnings. I'm guessing it was all gone, but
I have a hard time believing Glenn Big Baby Davis was the mastermind of something like this. Like, he's the LSU guy, right? I get him confused with Big Dog.
Yes. That one year LSU went to the Final Four, and then he was on the Celtics with Garnett and Ray Allen that won the title. So, like, he has a ring. Let me see. Basketball Reference.
I'm going to guess. Because he was around before.
Like, obviously, he was not a star.
He was a high draft.
He played in the NBA for what seems to be about 8 years.
Okay. I'm going to say career earnings, Glenn Big Baby Davis, $32 million. 32.
Wow. You are very close.
Really?
34, 366, wow. 665. But like, yeah, for these years, made, you know, in the 427,000, 711, then 3.3, 6.3, 6.4, 6.4, 6.6, 1.2.
Got to make it last, which seems pretty easy to do. It seems like it would be easy to make that amount of money last with some mutual funds, some low risk.
Like if you're a fucking moron with your money and you just say, I'm taking 10 of that to set aside and you blow through $24 million.
You still got $10 million.
You still have $10 million that pays for everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And now he's doing 40 months, which is a long time for for $100,000 theft.
Yeah, so over 3 years for, like, 120 grand, something like that.
Very sad.
Utah. Yeah, they're the Phoenix Coyotes, which, or were they Arizona? They were Phoenix, but then they might have switched at some point.
Nobody knows because everybody forgot they existed. They were playing in, like, a high school gym in Tempe.
We did a story a couple years ago where they got locked out of the stadium.
Yeah, they didn't pay their rent.
Well, they announced at the end of the year, yeah, we're moving to Utah. And Utah wants a full rebranding.
Of course.
Unlike the Jazz, where they just said, all right, we'll take the New Orleans nickname. Calgary. They're not taking the Coyotes.
Right. Or the Calgary Flames, which came from Hotlanta.
So they have a short list of 20 name ideas, including Frost, Hive, Venom, Blast.
So somebody sent me, our dear friend in Canada, Maddie LeBron, sent me the name choices earlier this week. There's literally only one plural one. It's the only acceptable name they could choose, which means they're not going to choose it. The Outlaws. Utah, yeah. Outlaws. That's a name. It sounds kind of, wasn't there a USFL Outlaws?
Yes. The Houston Outlaws,
Houston,
I believe.
Houston Outlaws. Like, that's a good, that's just a sportsy name, perfect name, go with it. But you know they're going to pick like the Frost or the ones like the Glacier or something, the Mammoth.
Yeah, there's tons of bad ones. The one, and you know, I don't like non-plural nicknames. I just don't like it.
I don't think anybody does.
I think if they workshop something around, the Hive, I believe it's the bee, it's the bumblebee state or something like that. I'm fine if you do it a theme of bees, just don't call it the Hive.
Yeah.
The Hive is like, the Hive is, right, the bees, fine. But like, the Hive is like what you would call the section of your high rollers of fans. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Call, you don't,
yeah, call, yeah, the super fans all sit in the Hive. Look at the Hive tonight. Hive's going crazy. Or even call the building the Hive, but not the team, the Hive. It's the Hive doesn't even move. It's a stationary place. How are you gonna have a team that's the Hive?
It's the Beehive State. So no. Call them the bees. Don't call them the Hive.
Ice, Powder, Mountaineers, Freeze, Mammoth, Black Diamonds, Blast, Caribou, Blizzard. These are all horrible. Horrible. I like the Outlaws.
I do too. I mean, fuck the USFL.
Yeah, exactly. It's carrying on a tradition. What about the Utah Mountain Meadows Massacres?
Well, I saw a mocked up one. What about the Soakers?
Oh, that's the name, Ed.
Yeah.
You just did it. That's the name.
Wait, no. Who? One of our good friends.
Yes.
Was it Telly? He said, what about the Tokolosh?
Oh, that's right. But that's a South African.
No, but if you want to take Tokolosh, that's my new... I'll drop the Rangers, and I'm watching them right now, and they're up 3-1. I'll drop the Rangers tomorrow if Utah becomes the Tokolosh.
I mean, that would be pretty... I would definitely get a hat if they were the Utah.
Fuck yeah.
100%. That would be amazing.
The Seattle Mariners have a new in-game entertainment move where they play Heaven is a Place on Earth, then drop hot dogs and mini parachutes into the crowd.
So this is the best promotion I've ever heard of.
Like, who's not on board? My buddy sent me this text today, and he's like, kind of want to cheer for the Mariners now.
You kind of do.
This is wonderful.
Beautiful. It's Belinda Carlisle. It's everything about it is great. It's a hot dog. Who's bummed?
Yeah, they're giving you a little Hunger Games food drop type situation, but it's hot dogs.
Like $9 too, by the way. Like,
yeah,
that's a score. That's a win. My question, is there a Rain City Jacks tie-in?
Oh.
It's because you know they're dropping a lot of dogs at Rain City
Hi. Jacks. Hi. I'm former Mariners outfielder Jay Buhner, and why do I want a dong dropping from the sky? I want it from Rain City Jacks.
I knew you were going to. As soon as you started talking, I'm like, he's going to do Jay Buhner.
I just felt it. I couldn't just think of Jay it.
That's a good one.
We know Griffey. Edgar Martinez, but Jay Buhner.
Yeah.
Hi. Miller, yeah. I'm former 220 power hitter Ken Phelps, who hit like 25 home runs and was considered a power hitter.
Different.
And when I like dongs falling from the sky, I like Rain City Jacks.
I go to Rain City Jacks. Amazing.
Update for a story from a week or two ago. Weirdo indie star writer Greg Doyle was suspended and will not cover Fever games after the Caitlin Clark incident.
I mean, I'm no Greg Doyle fan, obviously. He spells his name with 3 G's for some reason. He makes himself the story. This isn't the first time he's done this. But this is supposed to be a punishment. Like, first of all, he's a columnist. Like, I don't think he's working the Fever beat. And it's, I don't feel like there's going to be a lot of fever work to do this season. Maybe after game.
No, I'm not saying it's justified or they, sure. I saw they that's just nice. Sold out the Connecticut Sun's opening game because she's playing.
But they are playing a casino. Like how many?
They're a big sports story for Indianapolis. Sure. They clearly are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this fucking weirdo.
Weird.
I love that. I maybe he doesn't have a family. I'd love that. Or like, hey, why aren't you working? It's like, oh yeah, because I asked the rookie WNBA player to make a heart symbol for me.
That's so weird. Okay, let's do some emails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. And worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than ish. His thoughts are useless shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia. Oh, he's Manuel in Gardenia.
Speaking of Manuel and ish in Memphis, Friday
don't
night.
Tell me you have updates on them.
I wish I did. I would love that. Friday night, I went with friend of the show, Travis Rogers, and hockey correspondent of the show, and also
G Fish.
When Brian takes his dick out at the golf course.
Yeah, bully.
Yes, huge bully. G Fish, the three of us went to the Long Beach State UCI baseball game on Friday night.
Dirtbag Anteater clash?
Yeah, the eaters kicked the shit out of them. But before we went, there's a historic bar right down the street from Blair Field, JoJo's. It's iconic in Southern California. It's 100 years old.
Okay.
They used to pour the most Pabst on the West Coast until the owner found out that somebody else was getting a better deal from Pabst than him, despite the fact that he sold the most. So they don't pour Pabst anymore. So we just had Coors. Oh. But you get a big ass frozen schooner of beer for like.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Months. Yes, it's great. It's great. It's an institution. But we had planned to go there that day. And for some reason, like a fucking maniac, Travis Rogers went on his radio show that day.
Oh, and announced he'd be there.
He announced he'd be there, including the time of his arrival. So I'll be there around 4:30 at JoJo's, Long Beach, Travis Rogers. I'll be there. And I text him. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? This is just, he's like, what? It's no big deal. It's fine. So Ed, we were there. We're eating our sandwiches. We're drinking our beer. And one of his fans shows up. And the dude was just exactly the serial killer you would expect to see. It was like, it reminded me of that Stan, the Eminem song. Like, I'm your biggest fan, Stan. And I'm like, oh my God. I immediately,
hey, Trev.
Yeah, yes, that was him. He made me take a picture of them. I immediately divorced myself from the situation because it felt unsafe to me. I felt my safety was in jeopardy. Luckily, we made it out of there. We had to circle the block a couple times so we weren't tailed. But it was touch and go there for a while. It was extremely scary.
I was actually reminded of this tonight. There was one time I was in Hoboken and a guy, I was at a bar with a friend and a guy was like, hey, are you, you're the the Baller Lifestyle guy. And I was like, what? And this was year one of our show. We had like 14 listeners.
I think I remember this.
And I was like terrified because I was like, that's not a thing. And what happened was he was a friend of a friend of a guy that I'm friends with in town who had like mentioned it. So it wasn't a coincidence. I thought there was just a random like stalker showing up at a bar three blocks from my place. And I was like, this is the scariest thing I've ever had.
I mean, that's one more time than I've been recognized. That's pretty good.
But it was.
Yeah, but he
was not a coincidence. He was a friend of a friend. And like,
he didn't say you're Ted's friend with the podcast. He said the Baller Lifestyle. That's pretty badass.
I know, but it was terrifying. And that's never happened to me, including with friends and family ever since. Same. But it was like year one of the podcast. I was like, why? Because he was asking me about our whiskey sponsorship. And I was like, what is happening right now?
What was the name? That's our dear friend, Mike Church, has got us that whiskey deal. What was that
company? What a wonderful guy.
Herman Marshall Whiskey.
Yeah. He's like, man, it's weird. They don't have Herman Marshall at this bar. And I was like, what is happening right now?
Crazy. That is weird. Okay. Let's do some voice. Wait, hold on. Where are they? Okay. Here we go. Let's do some voicemails.
Hey guys, it's Drew in Phoenix. I wanted to give my thoughts on the Tom Brady roast because when I first saw the promo for it, I couldn't have been less interested. Thought it was going to be like an ad for some new snake oil he was selling. Definitely thought the kid gloves were going to be on. But I saw some clips on Twitter, and I just turned it on before bed and started watching it in passing. So I do have some critiques. The first is that Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer were the worst act of the night, including the celebrities and football players. Just like their podcast and Bert's act, they completely nailed it in. It was awful. I did have to skip a few people out of secondhand embarrassment, like Randy Moss, Gronk, and Ben Affleck. And speaking of Ben Affleck, why were there so many celebrities? Like, I get his teammates giving it a shot, but why are Dana White and Kim Kardashian part of a Tom Brady roast? In what way are they related to him? But on the other hand, there was actually a lot that was good about it. It was Kevin Hart was a great host. I usually find him to be way too safe in his comedy, but he was awesome. Nothing was off limits like we all thought it would be. They talked about the crypto scam, his wife getting banged out by the karate teacher, all this football cheating scandals, and there were a few Aaron Hernandez jokes. Every race, gender, religion, sexual orientation got jokes, which was a reminder that as much as like these lazy comedians say that comedy isn't allowed to be funny anymore, if you actually have an offensive joke that is genuinely funny, it'll still land with people. And then some of the acts are actually hilarious. Tony Hinchcliffe and Nikki Glaser are awesome. If you don't want to watch the whole thing, I would at least check out their sets because they're really good. So I would say that it is actually like worth a watch in passing. It exceeded my expectations. The fact it was a live event gave it some charm because there was no opportunity to clean up the mistakes. Some people were pretty drunk, had too much to drink by the end of the show. And as a huge fan of like stand-up comedy, I just really respect the fact that some of those guys who have never done comedy before got up there and did that for a live audience of millions of people. That would be absolutely terrifying. So I got to give them some credit for, even if they weren't funny, that they would even do that, because I know that I couldn't. Anyway, yeah. Have a good week, guys. Thanks. It's
good review.
I love that review. It's genuine. He brings it all in. There's still zero chance I'll ever watch it.
I've heard quite a few people say how good it was.
Someone said to me about a half hour before the show, oh, no, you'd like it. You'd like it. I want less Tom Brady in my life. I don't.
Yeah, I'm not a Brady guy. I mean, there's funny people. Here's the thing. I don't have Netflix.
I don't find Nikki Glaser funny.
Oh, really? Well, she's very hardcore, she's like, on the sexual content.
But it's like she's like Dice Man. Like, and I get it. I get it. I find lots of people funny. I just, when you're going overboard on, hey, look, I'm going to say some real sexual stuff, but what is the comedy? Is it just that you're a attractive woman that talks about sex? Like,
attractive for a comedian. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I just don't care. Like, great. You talk about sex, but like, I don't, it's not like mind blowing to me that you're talking about sex.
Yeah, I mean,
like, I listen to Howard Stern. He loves her, and he has her on all the time.
Oh, really?
Like, Yeah, I just, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, I probably won't check it out, but if I ran into it, I might. So we'll see. Okay, here's another one.
Hey, it's me. If you're going to put a song on your show with Steven Seagal talking about Punani, you need to put a trigger warning on it. Like that was, there was so much.
It was a wonderful song.
In that song. And if you mean it slaps in the way that you feel like you've been hit in the face after you hear it, then yes, that song slaps. Also, I think you need to do a deep dive on it, because how does the person who recorded that with him, who's also doing vocals on that song, like live in polite society? Wouldn't they have to be in the witness protection program now? I don't know how they could walk around in free society and look people in the eye knowing what they've done. Anyway, bye.
Okay, that's Katie Shady's opinion.
Fair.
Now form your
I still opinion. Think it was a good song.
Oh, yeah. Listen to it. So I'm standing for Leah the sock. I am not normal. Come on. You send me
song. Come on. Would you really
want that name? Me want the body if you make me feel nice. Why? Tell me what you really want all night.
Me want the punani if you make me nice.
Me want the body and want the punani. I mean, the way nice. So.
When the girls start to strut, you come.
How many songs have that many mentions of Punani? Very few, I would say.
Yeah, very few. I would say, look, he died before his time, but after Bob Marley died, we've been looking for someone to take up the mantle.
Yeah, and it's
Jamaican-based music.
It's like, oh.
Yeah, Stevie Siegs.
Should we? Okay, let's do a deep dive. Steve? Is it Stefan or Steven? Steven?
I think it's a V.
Seagal. Strut. Let's hope there's a wiki on this. Strut. Oh, there's the lyrics. Let's see here. Steven Seagal. Lady Saw is the female artist. 2004, this came out.
20-year anniversary.
Wow.
Maybe he's putting out a
It's time.
Anniversary album.
I mean, if something slaps that hard, why do you stop there? Right. Just a mic drop situation? Not a lot of info on the origins of Strut, but maybe he just wants the mystery. You know, he just comes in, gets it done here. Let's read the lyrics. Intro, Lady Saw. Mr. Steven Seagal flying about Jamaica, singing with the baddest gal. You see me, Saw. Chorus. Girl, you really want all night? Make me want the buddy fee. Make me feel nice. Boy, tell me what you really want all night. Me want the punani. See for make me nice. Make me wait. Me want the buddy. Him want the punani. I guess his buddy's dick, right? When the girls start wait, to strut,
she's saying she wants the buddy.
Yeah, I think they're doing some back and forth. When the girls start to strut, you could look at their butt. You shouldn't do that. The gal dressed just as pretty, not just there to cover her kitty. Is that Shakespeare, Ed? Is that
it,
the bard?
It sounds like it. Yeah.
When me,
I think that was I think this is the two gentlemen from Verona.
Clearly,
I believe that was.
When me, I fling it up, you better fee back it up. When me, I dash it up, make sure you block it up. Okay, this is a beautiful song. I don't know what Katie Shitty's talking about. We stan Strut.
Yeah, I'm into it.
It's a great song. Okay, here's another one.
Hey guys, what the fuck is up?
Hey, oh, Adam,
Kyle.
You're going on like a 60-mile bike ride. Where the fuck do you do that if you're in the city? Like, don't you got to stop like every block or is there
no.
Or you just do the same loop nonstop 10, 20 times? Or how does that fucking work? Where do you go? You get in the car and travel out of town? Also, how was the Trump rally the other night?
Oh. People are curious.
I did it today. I did the old 65er today. It's there's a, it's great. There's a bike loop around Manhattan. I would never fuck with the way people drive and shit. I would never fuck with just driving or riding through the city. It's around the city. There's no cars like on the border of the city. Like it's outside of all car roads. It's
actual bike trail.
There's a bike trail. And what's great is next to it is a pedestrian trail. So you're not even fucking with people walking their dogs on their phones and shit like that. It's just for bikes.
What about the e-bikes? We're
they're everywhere. And they're, yeah. And they're in there. And when somebody passes me, I'm like, that's definitely an e-bike. And sure enough, it is, unless it's a dude in full spandex that they just have a faster bike than me and they're better at biking. But yeah, I did it today. It was great.
That's awesome. Good for you, Ed. Here's another one.
Hey, guys. Super Lee here.
Super Lee.
Ed, I hope you're healed up well from your procedure. And you know, interesting topic on the after show. Did you go bike riding after the procedure? And if so, in the words of Drew in Phoenix, do you have an iron gooch? Thanks. I'll hang up and listen. And keep following, guys.
Is he talking about your colonoscopy?
Yeah, I got that on Friday. And I did go for a bike ride after the next day. I didn't do it. But the worst part was not eating.
Oh, yeah.
It sucked. Like, not eating.
Did you have bone broth?
Yeah, I didn't. I just didn't want to even deal with that.
You just had water the whole time.
I just had water, and you can have black coffee or tea. I don't fuck with coffee.
Tea, man, you had some Earl Grey.
Yeah, I had like about 4 cups of Earl Grey that day.
And what'd you break your fast with?
Some shitty pizza very close to the surgery center. Just I was like,
get me two.
I just need to eat. Yep. I need to eat.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait. What was the?
How was the Trump rally?
No, there's something. No, oh. Lee was talking. Oh, he's talking Iron about Gooch. To talk about it on the after show.
Are you going to go on the after show? You've been a guest on there before.
I have, but the problem is, isn't it always like Saturday night or Friday night at like 10? Yeah. No, yeah. Like I've done it a couple times, and it's late. Great, but I'm rarely like not like. I usually go out to dinner that night or go to the movies. Like I'm not like, you know, a party guy, but Friday night is just, I support the show, but I'm just not usually
it's tough.
Sitting there at 10 o'clock at night, ready to record something.
I got you. Okay. One quick email. Geese, Brian. Your story reminds me of our current situation. We have a whole family of Egyptian geese living in our backyard. My wife feeds them a monster, and we have a pond in our neighborhood, so there's a ready water supply. I've attached a picture of them. They are loud, and they shit all over the place. My dog so barks at them constantly. The thing about geese is they mate for life and have a territory. So these fuckers will be living in my yard for however long geese live. That sucks. Same for your situation. You'll be caring for them forever. Yeah, they don't actually live at my house. Last year, we had a deer family behind the yard. The mom got hit by a car, so we cared for the babies, and they made it? What, did you teach them how to eat grass and shit? This was more gratifying than having these geese honk at us all day long. What is going on? It's in Houston. I need your thoughts on two things. One, my neighborhood is on a big loop. The guy across the retention pond installed 2 porta potties on the side of his house. These people have huge parties almost every weekend. I guess they got tired of people dropping deuces in the house. The neighborhood Karens are up in arms. Is this the ultimate FU to the HOA? I think it's the funniest shit I've ever seen. Picture attached. Number 2. I got in a wormhole watching videos of Steven Seagal fight. This karate, I believe it's Aikido. Put some respect on it. This
karate
he does is total bullshit. It's just choreographed slapping and hand-holding. He's like 400 pounds in all the videos I saw. Goatee all polished up. It's a total fraud. I can't believe in the 80s we all thought this dude was tough. I know. I went to all his movies. His only redeeming quality is in his movies. Kelly LeBrock got them out in Hard to Kill and Jordan Tate in Under Siege.
Those movies were an important part of young Matt's formative years. P.S. Ed, you need to get a padded seat. There is no way your balls and asshole can survive 60 miles on a regular bike seat. That is from Mike Richards. I'm of two minds about the porta potty thing.
Matthew Richards.
It's a Matthew. What did I say? Michael?
Mike.
Oh, Matthew. Just put some respect on that. I love Matthew. I'm of two minds about the porta potty thing because it is an eyesore. It's like a lot if you got to see that every day, right?
And but it's also, gross.
It's your property.
I'm with you. I would never want porta potties on my property.
Yeah.
But
they got to come pump them out too, which is a thing.
Yeah, it's gross. But HOAs are awful.
Bullshit.
Awful. There's been so many. John Oliver did a show on HOAs like 2 years ago, and it was crazy the power they have. Bullshit. It's really bad.
It's basically another level of government that you have to deal with. Yes. You make your own level, a new government to have to, that can fuck with you. Who wants more of that? No one. Okay. Let's talk about some not sports.
Well, it's time for not sports. Not sports segment. On the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Not sports.
Not sports.
Not sports.
Not sports.
Not sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Not sports.
Not sports.
Not sports segment.
Ed, what the fuck is going on in non-sports?
A castration club's alleged ringleader who made, quote, testicle salad was sentenced to 22 years in prison. This is in Great Britain.
Do we know what Paul dressed the salad with? Because what goes with testes? Also,
he earned close to $250,000 through his website, Eunuch Maker. Marius Gustafsson. 46-year-old Norwegian.
Many members of the castration club had their healthy body parts, typically the genitals, removed surgically. Others damaged their own testicles to such a degree, doctors had to amputate.
Wait a second. Yeah. So scroll down. You see the dude with the chains on flexing and stuff?
Yeah, he's jacked.
That's not supposed to be the guy when you scroll up.
No, it's
the Marion.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, that's the bait and switch. They're like, hey, come to our testicle club. Here's
who's like going to be
there. Yeah. And then it's exactly the big, fat, scary guy that you always thought would be there. Yeah. He once cooked up some testicles for lunch, laying them out as part of an artfully arranged salad platter.
Oh, is this like Liver King stuff?
Could be. It's because Liver King will be like, hey, he goes through like what he's going to eat. And he's like, testicles, heart, you know, he goes around and then he goes, I got some salad and it's, it'll be like chicharron pork rinds like that. That's his joke. You know, oh, my salad is just pork rind, you know, like, so it could be the same thing. I once ordered a salad in Germany and it was just like 50 testicle. Pieces of salami with two pieces of lettuce on top. And I'm like, this is not what I think of as a salad.
I did that at the same when I went to Berlin last year. I got something that I thought would be on the healthier side because it wasn't sausage. And I was like, no, this is just slices of sausage.
Exact same thing happened to me. Yes, 100%. Same thing. Well, this look, who is harmed by this? These people volunteered their sacks.
Yeah, they signed up.
Right.
This guy wants, you know, you want to pay this guy? Fine.
Right. He's like, hey. I want to eat some testes. Can I have some? And people are like, here, surgically remove my testes and have at them.
Have mine because my wife once made me watch Mad About You. very sad story. Godzilla, the morbidly obese monkey, died after fans killed him with kindness by feeding him his favorite junk food and chocolate. The famous macaque was cremated after dying. And if you look at the picture of this Godzilla, he really was in bad shape. Thailand, of course.
You know, people think monkeys are cute because they have little hands and stuff. And they're pretty stupid, but they're smart for animals. So they can fuck with you. They can steal your shit, but they're vicious animals. You do not want to be around monkeys. You do not want to fuck with monkeys.
What's going on with Godzilla's nips?
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
It's really gross.
Ooh. He looks like.
Oh, and then you keep scrolling down. He's got very scary, sharp teeth. Like
he's
a macaque.
What he looks like. I think his name was Cooter, the mechanic on Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
Kind of looks, he's got like a fat, like redneck kind of look to him with his shirt off. He's got way too big purple nips. He's looking unhealthy.
Looks like shit.
Looks pissed. Why do they keep feeding him? So fucked. Look, monkeys are terrifying. Fuck monkeys. Yeah. I don't want to be around them.
And fuck. And even when they're in a playful mood, they're just going to throw shit at you.
Right. Exactly. That's what they do. Or they jerk. They're like, hey, watch me jerk it. My monkey.
Oh, yeah. I remember as a kid watching, going to the ape exhibit. There were one of them was working his bird.
Oh, yeah. Terrifying.
Staying with the zoo goers, I believe in China, were outraged to discover the panda exhibit was actually dogs dyed black and white.
This is a zoo I would go to. I would go see the dyed dogs.
You just click on it. Look at the picture of the dogs.
I mean, it kind of does look like a baby panda. I'm not going to lie.
It looks like baby pandas, but like they did a great job of dyeing them.
Yeah, they did the eyes because that's what sets it off. It's like, it looks like an Akita or like one of those real furry dogs, but a little one.
Yeah.
I would be convinced 100%. I would go, I would be like, look, hey, pandas. Awesome. Beautiful pandas. Wow. And also in China, they have the pandas. What's like, they're lousy with pandas in China. Do they need fake pandas in China? Other places.
Yeah, I feel like every other year they loan like a Ling Ling or Sing Sing to the National Zoo and it dies before it can procreate.
They don't like to bang. They just sit there. They just sit there and eat bamboo.
Yeah, they want their bamboo and not their macaque. Southwest airline passenger climbed into the overhead bin to take a nap and people were taking lots of pictures of it.
What's happening on every week we got something with Southwest. What is like? I feel like it's
attracted the people that would do these crazy things.
Yeah, yeah. I assume this was just like clickbait because you're not allowed to fly with the bins open. If you hit some turbulence, you could get hit by a briefcase. You can't just lie down up there. But also, you got some chick making $16 an hour that's trying to find a Tinder date in Des Moines when they land. Why she got to deal with this? She's got to be the one to be like, hey, get the fuck out of the thing. You know, like we know gate agents have the hardest job in airlines.
Well, that's by far the hardest job.
I would say second, obviously, is the flight attendant. Like this is a tough gig. Like let's give them a break. Flying sucks, but don't think you're the one that's allowed to sleep in the overhead.
In prison, Sam Bankman-Fried has a new trading currency of choice. Bags of rice.
Because he's vegan or something, right? I remember this was, they were like, oh, this could be an issue. His diet could be an issue. But weren't they doing like lots of like group sex stuff in the Bahamas down there?
I think SBF?
I think I read that. That they were, all those nerds were just like all fucking each other while they were Ponzi scheming people.
Oh, because scheming and fucking.
I'm thinking Sam Bankman-Fried doesn't have any problem like doing what he needs to do to get a little extra rice. You know what I'm saying? Like, wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Not his first rodeo.
You can see my afro going to town on you.
Exactly. You got a bag of rice. I got what gets a bag of rice in this place. Here, how about we help each other out?
You can teabag for that bag of rice. RFK Jr. says his brain was partially eaten by a worm that crawled inside his head and died. Now, that's terrifying on many levels, but do you think it ate the part of his brain that would know to not tell voters that
right.
it ate part of your brain.
Even if you thought that was true, you would like there's things that are just so ridiculous that you even they're true, but you just don't say them.
This is maybe from the freebase and cocaine days.
Could be cocaine psychosis, possibly.
But like, why? I hate to think that this could possibly happen to me, though.
Well,
there's just a worm that's going to eat my brain.
You're not a sushi person, right? Because you can get it from sushi.
Oh, I remember when Jason Giambi he was flirting with all the steroid violations, just had bad
Long Beach State dirtbag, Jason.
Yeah. He's like, just had bad sushi. And like Yankee fans are like, man, what was the sushi place? We need it. And it's like, no, it's steroids that he's in trouble with. And
Canelo did the same thing. It was Mexican meat. the meat.
Oh, that fucking meat. Where is this place?
Diana Ball meat down here. Yeah,
it's Balco. Yeah.
Bad sushi meat. But the worst one was, I'm going to forget his name. He was an MVP. He was on the Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, not Yelich, because
the guy before him. He wore embroidered jeans.
Yeah.
He was really good for a couple years. He got popped for steroids, and he's like, "It wasn't steroids; it was my herpes meds." And I'm like, "Bro,
yeah,
just admit to doing steroids."
Ryan Braun. Miami Hurricane. Ryan Braun.
Yes, Ryan Braun's like, "No, it's fine. It's just the stuff I take for my herpes outbreaks that I'm getting all the time." Ugh, like, take the suspension, bro. Just admit to the steroids. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Right. Let the groupies have no doubts about you.
Yes. Never.
A billionaire's wife tried to bully a woman with the same last name for her Instagram handle.
This drives me crazy because you're rich enough to just buy it.
Yeah, like, pay up.
There is a price. If you want that Instagram handle so bad for your wife, there is a price that will get you that Instagram handle, and you can afford it. You can afford. You're a three comma dude. You can afford to pay whatever it takes, however important it is to you, you can get it.
This is crazy on many levels. So, first of all, she married and downgraded the name, which happens. Hey, listen, we can't choose our last name. But her name used to be Catherine Driscoll. And then she married a guy named Asplund. Asplundh. Which...
And somebody else has Catherine Asplund?
I guess so. But, so, billionaire with a B.
Right, three commas.
What do you think Cabot Asplund, her billionaire husband, where do you get his money? This is crazy. And where do you get his money from dad? But what was the business?
Tulips. Flowers.
Close. Pennsylvania Tree Service heir Cabot Asplund.
What?
Tree service?
You can make $1 billion as a tree servicer?
And these two people look like 12 in the picture.
Oh, that's the wife? Oh, they're kids. They're children.
Right?
This fucking
billionaire with a B.
Unbelievable. Catherine Asplund with an H at the end. How is there, are there two people with that last name? With that whole name?
That's crazy.
Hi, just wondering if I could purchase your username from you. You just got married and this is my new name. Okay. What's the amount? Like, I think five figures gets you there. The out of the blue message.
There's no way she offered that.
Right. I'm looking here. The out of the blue message caught the real Catherine Asplund, who goes by Kate. Tough name. Off guard and made her nervous about doing some research. Hi, congrats. That's my name too. Blah, blah, blah. I just Googled and it said my username would get me banned from Instagram. Okay. So he's got 5.42 billion. That's a lot. She fired back. I just want the number. I purchased my username.
For tree servicing. What?
That's crazy. I mean, it's pretty expensive to get a tree removed, but still billions.
heir. So he's not even removing the trees.
Probably his grandpa. Or his great-grandpa.
His grandpa probably fucked with Johnny Appleseed back in the day.
Yeah. They probably did some strike-breaking back then. Brought in the Pinkertons.
Yeah, the Carnegie.
Concluded she must be the only one in America. It doesn't say how much. But, like, even if it were 10 grand, there's a number that
would... If you have billions...
Right.
It's nothing.
Chip her off. Unbelievable.
And if your last name is Asplund, why not just be like Catherine Tree Lady? Like, why do you need Asplund?
Yeah, because yours is Easy Ed Daily, so I guess that's pretty much your name. Mine's
but just, I would sell that for $150.
Yeah, mine's just my name.
Maybe $70. Like, what do I give a shit?
Right. I feel like having a catchy something rather than your name is better if you're looking to get followed. I think people are more interested in a cute handle than your.
When I signed up, I remember there was already an Ed Daily.
The other Ed Daily.
And then they're like, oh, you could be Ed Daily 867 or whatever. There were many, and it's like, fuck that.
How about people that throw underscores in there? What the fuck is wrong with it? You?
Underscores were not a thing.
Keyboard to find the underscore.
Yeah, I don't need shifting and bullshit like that.
Underscoring shit. That's psychotic.
When you have to go on like keyboard number two to get what you need. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
And finally, a touching story. Mika Miller. I don't know if she was a famous person, but her pastor husband claimed he tried to raise her from the dead in an emotional eulogy. And
was he wearing an unbuttoned shirt and fancy glasses? Because he's also trying to fuck everybody's wife at the church if he is.
Miller also recalled visiting a mall where he noticed a woman resembling his late wife. He said he couldn't help himself and shouted, "Mika!" only to find out it was one of her sisters. He definitely killed her, right?
Yes. Mika Miller was found dead of a 30, was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head in North Carolina. So I'll just say this, because the cops in Lumber River State Park, North Carolina, might not know this, which is why that's a good place to do a murder. Gun suicide by a woman is exceedingly rare.
Oh, yeah.
Almost never. It's just not how a woman's brain operates. They don't want to make a mess. This guy fucking killed her.
In one police report, Mika alleged her husband had, quote, groomed her when she was a teen before they got married in 2017.
Wait, a pastor?
You're kidding. Pastor.
Okay, let's wrap it up there. Ed, fantastic work as always for Ed Daily. My name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode number 524 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
TBLS, hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man, Jay Stu. And Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus Daily's Choice, Ed's taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Talking loud, comers, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS.